producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Infringed. The nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, good morning. Kicking off the week right, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. We're going to be joined in the second hour by Cody Wilson. He's the one that lit up the world last year when he was when he put together the 3D printable gun. And now he's come out with the Ghost Gunner. We're going to talk about the Ghost Gunner. Cody changes the world. But that's all in the second hour. Now, last week I talked about this very bad situation in Arkansas where a realtor was murdered because she was showing a house. And that's bad enough. That's bad enough. What about if you live in one big gun-free zone? What if, I mean, Arkansas is a relatively relaxed state. What about New York? Well, thanks to New York, thanks to that government's sanctioned denial of Second Amendment rights to law-abiding citizens, coupled with the absolute stupid fool's notion that criminals believe in and adhere to so-called gun-free zones, that state has now become a buffet for rapists and kidnappers like Shane Harding. Police arrested Harding on October the 1st. He had attempted to kidnap and rape a woman on Tuesday in a gun-free zone supermarket parking lot. That lady was able to fight him off, and Mr. Harding was only using a BB gun at the time. But then he obtained a real gun, despite the SAFE Act, and then he made a second successful attempt later. That gun was illegally obtained, by the way, since he is a level 3 registered sex offender after being convicted of violently raping a 17-year-old girl in 2008, released from jail in January of this year after serving 6 years. Oh, how that rehabilitation works. In 2008, he told his mother that he wanted to die at the hands of the police and led them on a high-speed chase that ended with him crashing and shot by police after he reached for a shotgun. Now, let's segue back to 2014. This guy has just picked up where he left off. And you would think that there would be laws that are in place to stop him from repeating his crime. No, what you got in New York is you got the SAFE Act. And it failed to stop a criminal from getting a gun. You know, it only makes it, you know, honestly, it only makes it more difficult for a law-abiding citizen to carry a firearm. But not so much for, you know, a serial rapist. His second victim of the day, he forced her at gunpoint, a real gun this time, to drive him to Troy, from Troy, New York, over the state border to Hancock, Massachusetts, where he raped her. Then he forced her to drive him back to Troy, a round trip of about 50 miles, and it is a mystery why we decided to go from Troy, New York, to Massachusetts to do his deed. He released his second victim and then forced a third person, this time a man, to drive him to Saratoga County to another gun-free zone, Skidmore College. Now, by this time, the second victim, once she got released, she called police and reported the rape along with more information about the attacker, Shane Harding. Eventually, police were led to the campus of Skidmore College, where they apprehended Harding before he was able to kidnap and rape any students. It's good that the police were able to intercede and stop Mr. Harding. Not that it helped the first two women from being attacked or the third victim from being kidnapped. Had he progressed from rapist and kidnapper to murderer and left his second victim in the woods of Massachusetts, he would very well be adding to his body count now on the campus of Skidmore College and surrounding schools. With a hoplophobic government like New York, who ensures that the fewest, I mean, the cronies, only the cronies get to have guns in New York State, assuring only they can carry a firearm to protect themselves, the odds are always in the criminal's favor to overpower the victim rather than getting a hot blast of lead in their face. Really harsh stuff I've got for you this morning, huh? So once again, just to recap, violent rapist gets released from jail, goes on an 18-hour crime spree, gets a gun despite the SAFE Act, chooses gun-free zones to attack victims, and is finally caught on a gun-free zone college campus about to repeat his crimes all over again. This question is for Governor Cuomo and only Governor Cuomo. How exactly is disarming the law-abiding making New York State, safer? How? And now, just so you understand, there's a lot of hurdles and hoops you got to jump through just to try to carry a sidearm to protect yourselves from the Shane Hardings of the world. In the state of New York, you need to acquire a purchase permit before you even you're anywhere near being able to buy the handgun. You have to pay all fees associated with that. You have to purchase a permit for each gun that you buy, because that's what's used in the New York registration scheme. In Rensselaer County, where these three victims are from, this is how hard it is to get a concealed carry permit. You have to file a non-refundable $124.25 fee in order to get the process moving. This is a May issue state, and even the most honest, trustworthy, and law-abiding citizen can be rejected for no other reason other than the issuing authority doesn't believe in giving you one. You need four character references. Now, that by itself is not the most infringing aspect until you get to the sub-requirements. The references need to fill out a series of applications and have them notarized as well, which is more money, and then return them to the sheriff's office. That's a whole lot of hassle to get four friends to do for you on your behalf in New York State. On top of that hassle, these references must fall into a very narrow criteria. They must live in either Rensselaer County or a county that borders Rensselaer. You must have known them for a minimum of 5 years. They must be 21 years old and not related to you. Residents of other states are also not acceptable. For anybody who moves into the county from another county, unless it's the one bordering the county, that eliminates everybody moving into Rensselaer County for at least 5 years. They have to sit there for 5 years before they can apply. Then you have to take a pistol safety course, which is more money. I'm not against training, but mandated training in order to exercise your constitutional right. We could bring back poll taxes and literacy tests in order to vote while we're at it. When all is said and done, you have inconvenienced four friends, paid over $200, and taken it off a day of work in order to go down to the sheriff's office. When all that is done, and they can still simply say no, and they aren't required to give you any reason. While you're out both the time and money and still disarmed when a serial rapist comes to kidnap you and take you to God knows where. SAFE Act is working exactly the way it's intended. Harding's victims don't think they're safe. Then again, gun control has nothing to do with safety and everything to do with controlling and behavioral altering. Not the criminals, but the law-abiding populace. Come November, I'm sure all of the Hardings who haven't been caught yet will be voting in droves to make sure Cuomo stays in office. But in New York State, the buffet is served. Lunch is on Andrew Cuomo. Thank you, Governor Cuomo. We'll be right back. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising costs of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, welcome back. Such a happy song. Coming to you live from the Frogwood Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. You know, I not wanting to beat the dead horse, but once again, back touching, you know, this is just the lifting off point. Talking about that realtor in Arkansas. Hopefully, off of that, there will be some other realtors of both genders they go out and start carrying guns. But when they go out and they make that first purchase, they are in, for them, uncharted territory. And I hate it when I go to a, if I go to a class just to hang out with the guys that teach in the class, like a concealed weapons class, if I hate it when the ladies are there and they've either shown up with a 22 or a 32 in semi-auto or a 38 special snub-nosed revolver. Now, don't get me wrong. Between those three that I just mentioned, the 38 by far is the better gun. But right here in front of me, I have a Smith & Wesson Bodyguard 38 Special with a laser sight. It's a very nice gun, very lightweight, everything else. Five shots. In the other hand, I have a Glock 26. Now, side by side, the 38 Special is actually wider than the Glock 26 because it has a cylinder. It's a little bit wider. And the Glock 26, because I have a two-shot extender plate on the bottom of the pistol, has 12 shots in it. So let's do the math, shall we? Five shots with the 38 Special, got to reload. 12 shots with the Glock 26, then you got to reload. Nearly 2.5 times the firepower without having to reload. Why isn't that being pushed? One of the problems are that there's two problems that ladies especially have when they're going to a gun shop for the first time. Never owned a gun. Hi, I'm going to take my concealed weapons permit class, and I need to buy a gun to carry. I have no idea what I want. Oh, my God. The shenanigans, they do begin. First of all, not all gun store clerks are savvy to the needs of their female customers, and too often they confuse small and light with proper fit and functionality. Now, the highest priority when you're going to buy a gun, male or female, for you know, to carry for self-defense, is that it must function reliably. Now, you very rarely, I only know of one range where you can actually take the gun out, the very gun you're thinking about buying, and go test fire it. And since I only know of one, we, you know, how many more might be out there. But there's a lot of opportunity at a gun rental range to shoot samples of the same brand and model of the pistol under consideration. You're not going to be able in that, you know, if you buy 100 rounds to shoot it with or 200 rounds or whatever, you're not going to be able to make a call off of that based upon that one incident. 200 rounds is nothing. It's nothing. First of all, you can, if you're a lady, go look at the forums for ladies that carry concealed weapons. They're all over the place. It's a cottage industry. It's the fastest growing segment of gun owners in the United States. Find out what they're carrying and why. The internet is a very useful resource on this. You can go looking for riders. The one I would suggest that you look at the hardest if you're considering a gun is search that gun model and then add to that Mossad Ayub. Mossad is a no-nonsense gun reviewer. He owes his allegiance to nobody. And if he doesn't like a gun, he just states categorically he doesn't like that gun. Take what you read from other sources with a grain of salt, but give serious consideration if you read about multiple reports of premature breakage or feeding and extraction failure on a particular model of pistol. Unfortunately, the more pocketbook-friendly pistols and the Diamondback 380. Not a bad pistol. Has issues. It has issues with functionality. Taurus. I've carried Taurus guns before. Had one when I was in the military because I couldn't find a Beretta. So I got the Taurus PT-99. Underlug on that broke after 300 rounds in the 80s. And the only way to get a Taurus gun, for example, fixed, and Taurus has a lifetime warranty, but the only way to get it fixed and take advantage of that lifetime warranty is to send it back to Taurus. That's the only gun you own. Well, you're going to be disarmed until it gets back. But when you're looking at a gun, Your first purchase, that gun needs to be sufficiently durable to fire thousands of rounds in training and in practice. Another thing to take into consideration with a self-defense gun is it's going to be in and out of the holster over and over and over again. So you want internal safeties built into the gun to prevent unintentional discharge if the gun is dropped. That's the only time a gun goes off unintentionally, is if it's dropped. If it goes off then, that's an unintentional discharge. However, if it's in your hand and you pull the trigger, that's a negligent discharge. Glocks, one of the reasons I carry Glocks is they have that built in. They just are not going to shoot unless you pull the trigger. You're looking for a minimum of a 5-pound pull. Glocks are 5.5. And that's also a safety issue because you've got to mean to pull it. Some of my Glocks, though, this Salient Glock, first one I ever got, this thing's almost 2 years old now, 3-pound trigger pull. No take up at all. When I put my finger on the trigger, it is dangerous. But I know that. And I practice sufficiently with it enough to know not to put my trigger on it till I am ready to shoot. And those are the kind of things you got to learn. But listen, 22 semi-autos, 32 semi-autos. 380 is the bare threshold you need to go for. 380 or 38 special. The only reason I wouldn't go with a 38 special, unless you are absolutely wanting to carry it, okay? Nothing wrong with it, but you got to reload it after 5 rounds, and it is not the same type of reload as a semi-auto. And ladies, you can shoot any gun that I can shoot, and you maybe can shoot it better. So please consider that. Please consider that when you're out and about as you join the rest of us and carry a weapon to defend yourselves. Consider what you're going to do. Coming up on the next break, when we get back, we're going to talk. The swatters are being looked at hard because this is breaking the law. Calling in a false report is breaking the law, and if it arises from some personal vendetta, that's something that's going to have to be squashed. And who's the biggest swatting advocates out there? Why the moms demand action. So let's look at what some of law enforcement is thinking about doing in response to that. When we get back on a Monday, this is Lock and Load.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too big to fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. There's an online community out there called Twitch. Twitch is the world's leading video platform and community in which gamers broadcast live events for others to watch and chat from anywhere around the world. Somebody in the Twitch community thought it'd be a smoking hot idea while somebody was playing a game to call a SWAT team on. It started out as an elaborate form of a prank or a personal vendetta, and it all depends on the way you look at it. But it's intended to draw a major response from law enforcement, usually a SWAT team. The unsuspecting Twitch individuals that would be sitting there playing the game saying, "You got no skills, you got no skills." Midstream, you're looking behind them. All of a sudden, the door gets kicked in, and they're arrested. While everybody else watching the video stream of this guy getting arrested has a good laugh. The term swatting was coined by the FBI in 2008. Originally, it was intended as a prank. Now, this places the overall community at risk of danger, as well as the unsuspecting individual that these pranks are played on, as law enforcement will rush to the scene, away from real crimes, genuine crimes. Local authorities also, the other thing they have to consider when they're going on a call now, is if they are kicking in the door of somebody who is not a criminal, who's playing a video game, or maybe is just carrying a gun in Kroger in the open. They also have to be concerned about maybe the individual trying to defend themselves. In an article released in 2008, the FBI stated that SWAT schemes can become quite elaborate and fairly sophisticated. An incident that happened. Five swatters in several states targeted people who were using online telephone party chat lines. Swatters found personal details on the victims by accessing telecommunication company information stored on protected computers. Then, by manipulating computer and phone equipment, they called 911 operators around the country. Using spoofing technology, the swatters even made it look like the calls were actually coming from the victims. Between 2002 and 2006, the five swatters called 911 lines in more than 60 cities nationwide, impacted more than 100 victims, causing a disruption of services for telecommunications providers and emergency responders and resulting in up to $250,000 in losses. Some of the calls they put out were bomb threats at sporting events, causing the events to be delayed, claiming that hotel visitors were armed and dangerous, causing the evacuation of an entire hotel and making threats against public parks and officials. They were tracked down, and then they were charged by 40 different local and state jurisdictions in a dozen individual states. All five criminals pled guilty to a variety of charges and were sentenced in 2008. Now swatting has been weaponized. And the most egregious example is Beaver Creek, Ohio, where John Crawford III was shot in the back because he was carrying a BB gun. He was swatted by an individual who claimed he was pointing it at people, at children. The police rolled up. He was on the line with the, you know, it's all been synchronized. The caller was lying. And it remains to be seen what's going to happen with him. He needs to be prosecuted. He caused the death. The unnecessary death of two people. But there's a streaming company called The Creatures, and the CEO, his name is Jordan Mathewson, he was detained while streaming a popular franchise called Counter-Strike from his office complex in Littleton, Colorado. There's video where you can see Mr. Mathewson looking over his shoulder as he hears a ruckus coming from the hallway outside. He says, uh-oh, this isn't good. They're clearing rooms. What in the world? I think we're getting swatted. I think we're getting swatted. How, you know, this is not some, this is not a victimless crime here. This is not some innocent prank. The mom's demand want to see, they want to SWAT. The followers of Mom's Demand on their Facebook page get out there and say that they're going to SWAT individuals legally carrying a gun in some jurisdiction if they see it. And with open carry legal in all but, what, five states in the United States, that's going to be a lot of people. And knowing that they are advocating, and they say it, they articulate it in their little posts. They want to see these people blown away. Mom's Demand on their Facebook page does not step in and intercede and say, hey, we should not be advocating that. Violence begets violence. And but they're not doing it. With the way that these things are perpetrated, they get the police so wound up. And the police have to respond. They have to respond to this. But what this is doing, this is crying wolf on a scale that, I mean, it's quite the sophisticated scale the way they do this. And we know it's cost at least one person their life. Most of the time when they're going in on somebody, they don't have time to get a warrant. But they still do the no-knock type of raid going in. This has become a problem. And this was just from the prank side of it. We have yet to see what the mom's demand, all of these hoplophobes that follow the mom's demand, they talk real big. They do a lot of big talk on Facebook. I don't know how they are face to face. I don't know how they are in a grocery store, in a Kroger, where they just don't like guns. They don't like people carrying guns. They don't make the correlation that I make where if I see somebody carrying a gun in the open, you know what I think? I think law-abiding or police, which can be sort of one of the same when the chips are down. They don't make that correlation. This is dangerous. It's dangerous to the children. So dangerous to the children. I wonder if one of Shane Harding's victims had been carrying in the open, if they'd been allowed to carry in the open, as is their right, if he would have picked them up with a BB gun or a real gun. I wonder if he would have made that move. I wonder if that lady who was a realtor in Arkansas, if she'd been carrying in the open, if she would have been murdered. I wonder if they'd even would have tried it. I wonder if they would have run away when they saw her walking up carrying a gun in the open. Now, this is not me advocating that every profession out there carry a gun in the open. However, I will say this. Every one of you, if you're not living in New York or California, or maybe California later, but if you're not living in New York or Maryland or New Jersey or something else, carry a gun. Whether you're pro-Second Amendment or Second or anti-Second Amendment. Of course, if you're anti-Second Amendment, then you're sort of a hypocrite. So just join us. Because I don't know who's who, but I really hate to hear about innocent people getting killed in a crime of opportunity. And when you carry a gun, you lessen that opportunity, especially if you've trained with it, if you are aware. Don't fall victim simply because you've never thought of it before. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Was it last week or the week before? We've just had the Gun Rights Policy Conference. This is something that is organized by the Second Amendment Foundation, Citizens for the Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. Or in other words, Alan Gottlieb's organization. Everybody goes to that, that's in any sort of position of authority or running anything like that. A lot of people go that aren't wholly involved in it, but this one started a bit of a fight. Jeff Knox is the son of the legendary Neil Knox, the Hard Line National Rifle Association board member. And he accused Alan Gottlieb of betraying the movement. Now, there's also been another accusation of that from the National Association of Gun Rights. And what it concerned is that Gottlieb, when Manchin Toomey was being considered, well, not Manchin Toomey, when Schumer was considered, when his universal background check law was being looked at in 2013, Gottlieb got involved with that and put some pro-gun caveats in that, but it was still going to be universal background checks. Then he tried to sell everybody on the notion that this was a good idea to back it. This is all based upon his notion that this is inevitable, that it is coming, the universal background check. At the very last minute, Schumer stripped out all of the Gottlieb goodies from his bill, and then Gottlieb ran away with it the day it was coming up for a vote. I've talked about it a little bit, but very few Americans have heard of Initiative 591 in Washington State, which was also written by Gottlieb. That is a direct response to I-594, which expands background checks to include sales at gun shows and over the Internet. Well, we already have that, so it's really redundant. But it's going to pass. It's polling very high. It's expected to pass, partially because there's confusion between 591 and 594. Now, both the NRA and Gottlieb's organization oppose 594. But Gottlieb is more than just denounce 594. He's put $1 million into promoting the alternative 591 that will prohibit the state from ever requiring background checks on the receipt of a firearm unless a uniform national standard is required. Now, did you just catch what I just said? Did you catch the egregious language? In that language, unlike Kansas, unlike Missouri, unlike Montana and Wyoming and all these other states that have voted to nullify federal gun control law. This is Washington State. If they pass the good law saying that should there ever become a uniform national standard, they will simply accept it. To even accept the future possibility of a federal background check legislation, for a lot of people, this constitutes apostasy. Some of the groups at the GRPC, NRA, Gun Owners of America with Larry Pratt, the NRA and GOA, they were very instrumental in defeating Manchin-Toomey. Gottlieb initially supported Manchin-Toomey as a way for the movement to get some goodies, again, such as relaxing laws on interstate gun sales, while supporting something that he thought was going to pass anyway. And he was labeled as a sellout and a traitor. In a way, it's sort of looking like he understood something that his critics did not. What's happened by opposing federal universal background checks, this has given rise to the handful of states that have adopted it for the state, like Colorado, like Connecticut, like New York, coming soon, Washington State. And he's fighting an uphill battle. One of the problems, if you're not in the NRA, if you're not the NRA, mainstream media looks at all gun rights advocacy groups, and they're all NRA. Larry Pratt has been labeled the president of the NRA, as an example. and they all have a speciality. One of the things that Second Amendment Foundation does very well is they bring lawsuits. Alan Gura is one of their people, and he goes around and he does really good work in court. Really good work in court. The NRA, not so much, but their ILA, Institute for Legislative Action, they do pretty good lobbying work. Larry Pratt puts the fear of God in politicians when he walks into a room. I don't even know if what I would call what Larry does lobbying. I think it's sort of a quiet threatening. Because Larry's a very unassuming man. But when he talks, he doesn't care about what he says. And so he's actually, Gun Owners of America has actually tapped into the grassroots. Now combined, if you take all of those three organizations and look at their combined memberships, this is not 10% of the gun-owning populace in the United States. And they're considered to be quite dangerous in their own right, each and every one of them, Pratt especially. NRA gets the de facto nod because, like I said, it's a generic term like Xerox. But now we've got a little bit of a spat going on amongst the national organizations. Here's a problem with this. For me, and I'm congested, so please excuse me. The problem with this is that I do not believe more gun control is inevitable. I don't believe, first of all, in the states where it's happening, I mean, eventually this is going to have to get taken up at a higher court. And we have no idea where this is going to go, but it's got to be fought on a state-to-state level. In Connecticut and New York, the pushback has already begun. Cuomo is not going to just sail to re-election. Hickenlooper is in trouble in Colorado. In Washington State, they can look at Colorado and see what universal background checks have done and see that it's done nothing. But they're not doing that for some stupid reason. All of these states, whenever something is being considered within the state, it's like the other 49 don't exist. Here in my state, we were going to have open carry. And my senator said, that's not in the Second Amendment. He told everybody, that's not what the Second Amendment says. Ignoring the fact that we're one of five states that doesn't allow open carry. So that means 45 states do, and that means that in some way or fashion. And that means that, it's not blood in the streets. Everybody's not thinking that everybody that they see with a gun on their hip is a cop. You know, cops have uniforms. They have cars with more than one color painted on them. But, there was pushback from Gottlieb during the GRPC. And I understand that. And there's some people out there that haven't wanted to call it. I think it makes me wonder why he thinks it's inevitable that this is going to happen. And it also makes me wonder why he thinks when he has to, when his organization goes to court and has to force municipalities and states and cities and counties to adhere to the law, when he has to force them to do that, why does he think he can possibly appease them by playing along with them? It's a little bit confusing for me. But when it's all said and done, if you're picking an organization to back, look at what they do. Well, I'm not slamming the Second Amendment Foundation because they do very good work. But in this, I believe they're wrong. My opinion is that they are wrong. There are certain people that do what I do that won't make that call because they'll say, well, you know, he's done more for the Second Amendment than any 50 people I know. Terrific, but he's doing something a little undermining here. Overall, getting out there and playing with these guys is not that, this is not the way to go. This is not the way to go. We've tried appeasing them in the past. We've tried giving them things in the past. They give us nothing. They only want to take. For some reason, all of their ideas, all their little shenanigans has to do with taking my liberty away. I'm done negotiating. There's no negotiating there. Coming up next, from Defense Distributed, we're going to be joined by Cody Wilson. We're going to talk about the Ghost Gunner. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load.
Are trying to ban your right to own body armor. It is crucial to purchase your body armor before it is too late and another one of your rights are taken away. Katie Armor has the most affordable level 3 armor on the market today. Katie Armor withstands up to 7.62 NATO rounds. Don't have your own body armor yet? Hurry before it's too late. Order yours at katiearmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com. Come and take it. Get some.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.